Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters, uninformed people in this world, then change the channel because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yeah. People peeing in the streets.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision, have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website, but do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of sanity, as I like to call it. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution, not part of the problem. Like some of the people we do.
Yeah.
I'll tell you, this whole thing with Easter has got me all in a tizzy. And I'm not, again, I hate the fact that some Christians are celebrating Easter instead of Resurrection Day. But hey, look at, so be it. Get you closer, and that's what matters. But what's really funny about all this, again, is, are we finally convinced, we finally understand? I know, hit the ground running, sorry. If you finally understand that Joe Biden is not in charge, if he is, he's the most unaware president we've ever had. Really, seriously. I love it. I love it. God. Anyway, I love it. I love the craziness. And they really believe that the American people are just buying into it. Right? Biden says he didn't do that. When he was asked about the, on Monday, he was asked about his office, his White House proclamation declaring March 31st, the same day as Easter this year, as Transgender Day of Visibility. Now, this went back and forth with reporters at the annual White House Easter egg roll. Biden declined the responsibility for the proclamation when asked about the White House, when asked about House Speaker Mike Johnson. Criticism of the action over the weekend, Johnson wrote in a post that the White House betrayed the central tenet of Easter, adding the proclamation was outrageous and abhorrent. Now, he's thoroughly uninformed, Biden remarked when he asked, really? So then where did the White House proclamation come from? Somebody just printed up for no reason in particular? In a statement to Fox News, the spokesman for the White House downplayed the president's comments, noting that he didn't choose March 31st as the date for Transgender Day of Visibility. Since 2021, when Biden took office, the White House has issued the same proclamation of March 31st every year. And because nobody there is awake or understands what's going on, it has a clue as to who's who in the American zoo. No, those are my words. You think somebody could have hung back? Maybe put Saturday's date on it. I don't know. Maybe wait a week. Did it a week or? I don't know. But President Biden is right. He did nothing in conflict with the tenets of Easter, which he celebrated yesterday, nor did he choose the date of March 31st. for the Transgender Day of Visibility, which has been set since 2009. Now, White House spokesperson, but why now? Why the end of this month? These are the things I don't understand. White House spokesperson Andrew Bates said, there is nothing that these people can say or do at this point in time that's going to fix this. Not easily. Right? The White House issued a flurry of other proclamations, including Cesar Chavez Day, National Donate Life Month, National Cancer Preservation or Prevention and Early Detection Month, Arab American Heritage Month, and Care Worker Recognition Month. Isn't that nice? I mean, how about you let the day be? What do you think? Just a thought. But the timing of the Transgender Day of Visibility, well, the proclamation anyway, generated outrage all of many Christians. Yeah, I really hope that they pay attention, that they understand, that they finally do something. Christians, that is. You know, for you Christians that are listening for whatever reason, this whole thing you keep coming up with, that God's in control and that God's, you know, knows what he's doing and everything that happens because that's the way God wants it, that is not true. It's biblically incorrect. It's flat out not true. And what you're saying, if you want to think about this, is that God wanted all those Jews killed by Hitler. So why did you stop them? If you truly believe that's what God wanted. No, the problem there, we never stepped up to begin with. We should have stepped up earlier in that conflict. We should have never let it happen. We should have never, the Christian churches did not step up and do the job that they were supposed to do. If you're truly one of those Christians that believe that everything happens because God set it in motion, that's the way God wanted it, then why did you stop slavery? Isn't that what God wanted? See, they tried to play that off back then. No. It's not what he wanted. But we didn't step up. We didn't have the guts to do the right thing. We, the general populace, okay? When you see some of the things happen across the globe where people are wiped out or devastated in an earthquake, well, if you believe that God did everything, does everything, that earthquake was caused by God. He wanted it. He wanted to wipe out those people. Why are you getting in the way and stopping it from happening, you Christians? Why do you do that? You're a conflicted group, aren't you? All right. Joe Messina, your host. Yeah, I'll go calm down. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. Kimberly Moran now joins me to weigh in on this. See if she can calm me down. Be back in a minute. Don't go far.
Funny, because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt, and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s, and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
Your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-GO-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, truly be, not kind of, sort of, truly be part of the conversation. And when you get informed and then you engage, okay, it works out, let me tell you what, works out really well. Because then you help the fight, you don't hinder the fight. Anyway, I want to do these, I'm going to bring on Kimberly Marin in 1 second here. But when do we get our day and only our day? Yeah, I'm having a Christian moment, right? Do you know, you ready for this one? They say they don't get any attention. Nobody really understands. Let me tell you what. The LGBTQ plus community, they have over 145 days on the calendar. 145 days of celebration. February 19th to 25th, it's a Romantic Spectrum Awareness Week. I don't even know what that is. March 21st to 25th, LGBTQ plus IA Health Awareness Week. March 31st, Transgender Day of Visibility. April 6th, International Asexuality Day. April 13th, International Day of Pink. Day Opposing Homophobia. They couldn't call it that anymore. Eh, whatever. April 14th, Day of Silence. April 26th, Lesbian Visibility Day. May 17th, International Day. You'd have 79 days just to call out each individual, I don't know, sexual orientation. May 17th, International Day Against Homophobia, Biphobia, and Transphobia. May 19th, Agenda Pride Day. May 22nd, Harvey Milk Day. May 25th, blah, 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 blah. Got a whole bunch of them here. And Kimberly Marin, help me.
I can't help you with this one because they're a bunch of lunatics. They're a bunch of lunatics. And I just want to say for the record, this has been this day of this mental illness awareness day has been going on since like 2009, thanks to Obama, the Obama administration. But he never wrote a proclamation for it, ever.
Yeah.
You got this idiot in the White House, doesn't even know that one was written for him and signed by him. God help us, what else they're signing. So this is the first time that it was intentional, 100% intentional. They knew it would cause problems. They knew it would cause misinformation. They knew it would cause issues. It's because they just want to keep with the chaos and the division. That's all. They want to keep with the chaos and division.
Oh, no question about it. You look at this stuff, again, there's no other group or no other individual group that gets this many days. Right? Nope. I mean, seriously. When you start running down this, you start trying to understand, look, I get it. You want a day recognition, whatever. Then take the day. Take a couple of days, all right, throughout the year. But this is ridiculous. 145 out of 365 days.
It's ridiculous.
I mean, Catholic Church alone could eat up half the year with all the saints they got.
Right.
Seriously.
Right.
It's just amazing, right?
It's just ridiculous. And again, I mean, God help us all the days that they have. But it's just to cause divisiveness and to cause issues. And probably in a huge way, Joe, so many people were talking about it, to distract from what's really going on.
Oh, no question.
Right? And also to, you know, because people who were celebrating Easter with their families and enjoying Easter, because lots of people do celebrate Easter, whether they're religious or not, they get together with their families and celebrate Easter, right? Whichever way they might be celebrating. And it caused a distraction from that, from families being, you know, getting together, just enjoying a day. Mind you, I was in Vegas. I ate at a burger joint at the airport. For my Easter dinner. When I made my reservations, I didn't realize that the day I was leaving was Easter.
Well, I mean, if you got out early enough, it probably wasn't a big deal. Too late in the afternoon, you might have been stuck there longer than you wanted to be. You know what I'm saying?
Right,
but,
exactly.
I listen, a lot of these holidays, I hate to say this, it almost bothers me that they're kind of going by the wayside. They're not that important anymore. And part of the reason is, we used, to your point, you just said it, we used to use those days for family to get together, to strengthen each other. It's kind of an accountability day, if you would, and, you know, to the family as a whole. And I think that's part of what held the family together. That's part of what held morality together in the in this country, was that you had those family holidays. We got, you know, again, what are you doing? What's up in your life? It was a check-in, right, if you would, right?
I was just going to say, yeah, it was a check-in. It was just like, hey, how's everything going? And you literally spend time with family. And, you know, it's like, you know, you see everybody at Thanksgiving, a lot, Christmas, maybe New Year's, probably not, but maybe New Year's. And then, you know, this is sort of an in-between because we don't have that many times. Maybe you see people on Memorial Day or whatever, but this is another holiday where you get together with your family and have a family dinner. And, you know, leftists hate families.
Everything. Listen, I don't have it up on my screen right now, but later on I'm going to do a story about how the nuclear family has gone by the wayside. It's no longer needed, if you would. And, you know, it's just amazing. And they say, look, financially, it doesn't work out. The article is terrible. I mean, it really just rips apart the need for and the strength of you know, the quote unquote traditional family, which is just disgusting.
That's insane.
Yep.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right.
So, you ready for this one? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. If you didn't know it was an election year, if there wasn't a word about the presidency, just today, was it today? Okay. The CDC may have found, that there's an invasive bacterial infection on the rise in these United States.
My goodness, I'm so surprised.
Right? Oh, my God. Cases of meningococcal disease mainly caused by bacteria. I know. I wish they'd put this stuff in English. the bacteria reached 422 last year, the highest annual number of cases reported since 2014. Let me see. So far this year, 143 cases have been reported to the CDC, which is 62 more than the number reported the same time last year. This has the ability to spread quickly and be very dangerous.
Yawn.
Yeah.
Yawn. Whatever. Don't care.
I mean, seriously, if you weren't paying attention and you read about this, you go, oh my, you know, it'd be like, Tammy, is this an election? It must be an election year, right?
Yes, okay. It is. Yeah.
We'll be back in a few minutes. DeSantis going after Biden for denying trans visibility declaration. You're like, huh? Who? Did I sign something? I don't know what you're talking about. Be back in a minute.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
U.S.
USA News Update. When Congress returns from Easter recess next week, lawmakers may consider voting on further aid for Ukraine. House Speaker Mike Johnson mentioned during an interview on Fox News that the proposed supplemental aid includes funding not only for Ukraine, but also for Israel and the Indo-Pacific region. The White House defending President Biden's decision to recognize Transgender Day of Visibility on Easter Sunday.
So surprised by the misinformation that's been out there around this, and I want to be very clear. Every year, for the past several years, on March 31st, Transgender Day of Visibility is marked.
Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre emphasized the president's commitment to unity and the rights of all Americans. And according to the IRS, millions of Americans will have the opportunity to file their taxes for free this year using the agency's new online filing program. John Schaefer, USA News.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Stop spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-556. You know, we talked about this last week, but again, it was a big dust-up again today. And the only reason to do it was, as Kimberly said earlier, was to take the attention away from what's really going on around you. And that is, Trump did not write a Bible and is selling it. I mean, can you people please take some kind of IQ pill so you can really think it through? That Bible's been around for 6, 7, 8 years. Comes with a copy of the Declaration of Independence. It comes with a copy of the words to Lee Greenwood's song. I mean, sweet Jesus, will you please wake up? Kimberly Morin joins me. She does every week. Always appreciate anything, Kimberly. Anything they can chew at, like a little chihuahua nipping at somebody's heels, they're doing just to make you nuts, aren't they?
Always. And apparently there was a slew of other presidents and people that have, like, signed copies of Bibles or whatever. Yep. So, yep. But of course, and they were Democrats, so of course the Democrats don't want to talk about them. I mean, look, anytime you hear something that sounds a little bit kind of whack, please, people, please look into it. Look, do just a 10 minutes of research and you'll find out that the left is just having a fit about this, or they're putting it out there so the right has a fit about it to keep people, again, distracting from Biden's border invasion, crime, and, you know, what's really important in this country. A gas went up again. Oh, your state. Woo! Almost $7 a gallon when I was there. But that was... That was Death Valley, though, so there's probably very few. I'm assuming there's far and few between gas stations. But, I was like, whoa.
Oh, wait a minute. We're coming into the summertime. I know I'm going to say, well, it's just spring. Yeah, but summer technically is right around the corner. And in June, California switches to what they call a summer blend. All right?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Right? We had 52 cents a gallon to the... To a gallon of gasoline. It's just amazing. You know, but back to your point a minute ago, I want you to think about something. FDR, if they went and read his D-Day prayer, right? They would have a fit today. They would throw him out of the party for even thinking about saying a prayer like that. Because he calls the other people the enemy. He asks God to give our people the victory and the win to defeat, you know, the evil. You know, and you say to yourself, my God, they can't. Nancy Pelosi would be having a heart attack, wouldn't she? Because you can't call gang members animals. And it makes you crazy.
Right. Yeah. Yep, exactly. Yeah.
I wonder if he'd lose his status as a God in the Democrat Party. Anyhow.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, it never thought. So DeSantis blasted Biden today for denying that the trans visibility declaration on Easter. He said he didn't do it. He didn't sign such a thing. And, you know, I hate to say it, between you and me, I kind of believe him.
Yeah, he probably, well, okay, so two things here. He probably didn't when they asked him. He said, yeah, whatever. Or number two, they signed it and he has no idea. You know what I mean? Because they're the ones running it. Biden's not running anything. The left, the hardcore left who hates this country is running everything. So, yeah, I believe him. He either doesn't remember or they didn't tell him. Yep. Either way, that's his administration.
Oh, no question. I believe they didn't tell him. They just put it out there along with, I just read off, I think, another half a dozen proclamations that he put out. Why put them out that weekend? Gee, I wonder why they would do something like that.
Right.
Just amazing. And they know what they're doing. I mean, people say, well, it's a different Sunday. Yeah, okay. Right. They're that stupid that they didn't know this was coming up, right?
Right.
Anyway. Yeah. So, And again, some people think it's staffers around him. I don't. I think this is a concerted effort to do what he's doing. And it's so bad. You ready for this one? Even Caitlyn Jenner, I refer to as the Jenner, came out and said, this ain't cool. This ain't right. You shouldn't be doing this. When you got the Jenner not on your side, you got a problem. What do you think?
Yep, I saw that too. Yep, I absolutely saw that too. So, yeah.
God bless.
Very interesting.
Yeah,
very interesting.
And it's not getting any. And it's not getting any better. These people have got what, maybe 8 months. Well, a little longer than that left in the White House. I know what. He's got to go. We will not be a country 12 months from today if Biden wins the White House again. The United States will never survive him again.
I don't know that we're going to survive him now. 30 million illegals, and there's a caravan coming?
Yep.
Do you know how many horrifying criminals are in this country thanks to Biden? Venezuelan gangs, all the gangs from other places in South America. This is bad. It's already bad right now. Biden has done so much destruction that I don't know if we recover from what he's already done. Never mind what he would do.
Well, we're going to have to be.
That's how bad it is.
Yeah, we're going to have to be extremely aggressive in getting it back. Okay? We're going to have to be extremely. No more this Mr. Nice Guy. No more playing politically correct. No more about worrying about hurting somebody's feelings. Right? Just amazing. Right? And
right.
I think. A new poll by Rasmussen, everybody was so worried about this, but a recent poll by Rasmussen shows that Michelle Obama loses in a hypothetical head-to-head matchup with Donald Trump, almost by the same margin as Joe Biden, which tells me that people are tired of the Democrat, you know, policies, if you would, or lack of policies, whatever you want to call it.
Yep.
So, anyway, I don't see it changing anytime soon. As long as it keeps getting worse, as long as this stuff keeps happening, they're gonna wake up. I believe a portion of the left will wake up. He's winning the black vote, or I shouldn't even say he. The Republican principles, conservative principles, are winning over the black community, the Hispanic community, and so on. Don't you think?
Oh yeah. I mean, people are. All people, all Americans, except for the elite, who it doesn't faze them, are being harmed by the prices, the, you know, everyday stuff that they have to buy, you know, not the inability to be able to afford a house. I was watching financial news today, and they said it used to be that you could make $50,000 a year and buy a house. Now you have to make over $100,000.
Yeah.
What does that say? Biden has killed the middle class.
Oh, yeah.
That's what the left, well, the left has always been working on killing the middle class. All their policies, that's exactly what it does. They do. But now we're seeing it real time. So how anyone could ever vote for Biden, whether they're in the middle class already or they want to be in the middle class and they're in the working class, or they're in the working class and they realize all the things that were in reach for them before are no longer in reach for them.
Oh, no kidding.
Like, you know, imagine being a couple and you save all your money, you're working class, you're saving all your money because you know in a few years you'll have saved enough money to be able to buy a house. And then all of a sudden, that dream has been shot down for you because of Bidenflation. It's all, again, people, when I say this, I mean it. It's all intentional. They hate us.
Well, yeah.
Including you heard you Democrats.
It's the World Economic Organization. Well, they come out and say, you will not own property and you will like it. I mean, come on, give me a break. They put it right in your face, didn't they?
I'll tell you something else you won't like. Meaning them. Sorry.
Okay.
But yeah, it's. I mean, if you just.
Yeah.
Life is not because of Biden. Life has gotten way worse for most people. Because most people aren't in the top 1%. You know, most people pay attention to the gas prices. They understand what they are. Most people see how expensive things have gotten or how out of reach things have gotten. You know, before, families could go on a couple vacations a year. You know, working middle-class families could afford to go on a couple vacations a year, and it wasn't that big of a deal. It's like, yep, saving money for vacation. This is where we're going. And now everything's so expensive, it's becoming, again, out of reach.
They can't even get away for the weekend. Seriously, this is how bad it's getting. They can't even put a few bucks away. To your point, I was just talking about this the other day, how bad it is when it comes to supermarkets here in California. I mean, California of all places. Gas prices, supermarket prices. You know, you brought up real estate. I got to tell you something. The average home in my area, and I don't live in an expensive area like some people might think, the average home here is between $600,000 and $750,000. And the $600,000, the $550,000, $600,000 homes are considered starter homes. Go figure that one out. And at 6.5% to 7% interest, even with a decent down payment, your payment is like $5,500 a month.
Right,
so
exactly.
We're going to be back, and you can't get insurance in California anymore. Anyway, be back in a minute. Don't go far. A lot more coming up on the Joe Mancini Show. Be right back.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-ROAD-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get informed, get engaged, be part of the solution. It's the way, I mean, you really do have to be involved, and you have to pay attention. Let me bring in Kimberly Marin to join me, like she does every week. Always appreciate her take on politics. Kimberly, I got one to get your blood boiling. You ready for this? I know you're not a big fan of his, but I know you will stick up for him on this one. This is great. So the Biden campaign on Monday held a press conference, and what they went after was, guess, President Trump. Why? Because, you know, they trashed Trump for attending the slain NYPD officer, Jonathan Diller's wake. Now, what, you know, to them, they kind of call it out as being a nothing more than a PR stunt. He really doesn't care about these people, that kind of stuff. And I'm thinking to myself, wow, you got guts. Yeah.
But did they say anything about Hochul going and getting thrown out?
Oh, no.
Or no. The mayor going and getting thrown out because they were not invited? Specifically not invited?
No. Oh, come on. You know better. They're not going to do that, right?
Yeah, of course not. See, this is what I'm talking about. Like, you hear, if people only ever hear that side, they are clueless, and that's why they vote Democrat.
Well, again, but think about how demented they have to be to sit there and sell this and think it's going to sell to the general. Now, the ones that are hardcore lefties, yeah, you're not gonna do much with them.
No, they're just lunatics, yeah.
Right. So sitting there and saying, can you believe that Trump went there for a photo op? Can you believe he went there, you know, as kind of a campaign thing? Yeah. He also, I don't know if you know this, there's a rumor, he hasn't denied it, that he paid off their mortgage, the dead police officer's mortgage.
Why would he do that? Tunnel for Towers will do that.
Well, I don't know. Maybe he felt like it was the right thing to do for the moment. But,
okay.
But he didn't do it like, here's a prayer. Look what I did for these people. That wasn't
he
it.
Never no. does. He never has done that.
Yeah.
That's one thing. Trump has, his whole entire life, he has done some really good things for people, and he never went out and said, I did this or that.
Right.
He only found out because some of those people told you.
Yeah. Because they, and I don't think they do it to say, look what a great guy he is. I think some of them have done it to try to make it look like he's, you know, looking for that PR moment. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know, Joey B decides that he's going to sniff little babies, and that's his PR moment, I guess. I don't know. Just saying.
Oh, my God. When they ever showed, I don't know if you saw it, there was a scene today, they showed a clip or whatever of Biden and, you know, little kids playing roll the egg, whatever. And I'm like, he looked just so pathetic, like, I never even saw my son's great-grandfather look that old and decrepit. I really didn't.
I agree.
And it's pathetic that this man is the face of the free world. He's not running the free world, as we all know, but he's the face of it. It's really bad.
Now, do you know this entertainer known as Lizzo?
Yeah.
Yeah, this is pretty disgusting stuff about her out there. But to think that they were at a $500,000 per ticket fundraiser. And the funny thing about it is I'm thinking $500,000 per ticket. Do I get any food or what? Do I get anything along with this or what's the deal?
What was that a fundraiser for?
Joey B.
For oh, my God, campaign. That's disgusting.
Yep.
That is absolutely disgusting.
Yep. And if you simply did a $100,000 donation, you got a photo with Biden, Obama, Clinton, and Lizzo.
Lizzo, wasn't she the one who just whined and complained and said she was all done because she doesn't like the comments people say about her? She is a very, very talented flautist. I have heard her play, and it's amazing. She ruins it by dressing like a $2 whore.
Yep.
Seriously.
I can't even argue that point.
She's a beautiful, she is a beautiful girl, woman, whatever. She's young, so I can say girl. She's a beautiful woman. She's extremely talented. And then she destroys all that you see with what she wears. It looks terrible. And her, like, actions, whatever. She didn't have to do all that. Maybe she did it because maybe that's what earned money for her or made her money, whatever, at the time. But she could do both. But then she gets mad when people comment on the way she looks and acts. You know what I mean? With the which how she wears, because she acts it, too. She doesn't just look it.
Yeah.
And it's unfortunate, but too bad. And Biden, that's who they picked to get picture with. That's hilarious.
Yeah. Biden came in. You know, see, his team is so sad, so bad. He came into town, did the whole fundraiser thing. Left out of JFK Airport later on, I think it was on Friday. Never, and the few press, you know, reporters were yelling out at him for an answer, for, you know, asking him questions or what have you. And not one time did he at least turn around and say, look, yeah, you're right, I didn't go. I didn't, and if they were smart, they would have told him to say, I didn't go because I didn't want any attention on me. This is all about them. My heart and prayer goes out to the families. I'll reach out to them after all this is done. He would have scored 1,000 brownie points on that.
Right.
I think.
Yeah, no, I agree.
Yeah.
100%.
Yeah.
You know, but they don't care about that.
No.
You know?
And our friend, you know, what's her name there? Liz Cheney, right?
Oh, God. Another idiot.
Oh, I don't think it was a deep personal connection between Donald Trump and Detective Diller at all that motivated Trump to attempt that wake. Oh, God. Would you love just to slap some people upside the head?
Oh, do you have no idea? You have no idea. That's why people don't understand. I really do have self-control.
No, I know you do.
People don't understand. So Trump has always been pro-police, right?
Yep, always.
For good or bad, right? But he's always pro-police. And to be honest, he also did some things to ease the ridiculous criminal stuff, too. Like, bad stuff. But he's always been pro-police. Always, always, always.
Yep.
He is, even before he was running for president. So he's always been that way. He's always supported the men and women in blue. And so that shouldn't be a surprise for some troll like Liz Cheney that he would attend this funeral, given it makes a statement. It's not just Trump making a statement, but the funeral in general makes a statement because this is ongoing and continuous, and Biden is doing nothing to stop it. It started under Obama. It's being finished under Biden.
Oh, yeah. Yep. So, Joe Biden. I know this is distasteful, and you've already eaten, so the food might be coming back up on you here. He interviewed with Al Roker there at the White House. I don't know if you caught that.
Okay. I did not.
So Al is talking, you know, this is great. Look at all the people here. Yada, yada, yada. Al says, so tell me, Mr. President, what's your favorite memory of the White House? You know what he said? It's my grandkids sneaking into bed with me.
Oh my God.
Now, they're all adults, and I hate to tell you people this, they are all adult children. If they're spending time in bed with him, and isn't looking for Easter eggs, you know what I'm saying?
It was probably one of his wishful thinking dreams, because he is a dirty pedo old man.
Oh my God. I mean, I don't know, and I'm going to say it point blank, I don't know if his daughter's diaries were true or real or what have you. But if you even read a little bit of what was in that diary, it make your spine, it just sent a shiver up your spine.
I didn't read any of it, but I do know about the part about the showers, him getting in the showers with her, and that was just made me want to hurl.
Yeah.
I can't even.
Listen, my daughters, when they were, God, 9, 10, 11 years old, taking a shower and screaming about something, and me thinking, is there blood in there? Because if there's no blood, I'm not coming in, okay?
And
because I'm one of those old prudy guys, you know? But anyhow, it was, yeah. God bless. I can't even imagine. You know what I'm saying? So.
Yeah, nope.
No, and again, you look at this stuff, it's in front of your face. They're now doing a lot of it right there, right in front
of you. They do it right in front of your face. The horrible things the left does, they do it right in front of your face. They literally slap people in the face and say, you're going to like it and take it.
Yep.
And people do. They don't like it, but they take it.
You're going to get me in trouble because to watch everything he has done to religious people, religious people,
everybody,
little kids, and anything along traditionalists, if you would, for lack of a better term.
Yep.
He either hates everything about this country, which is my first thought, or the people around him hate it and keep him so confused, which isn't hard, that they're dictating what's right and what's wrong.
That's definitely part of it. Yep.
All right. Tell people where they can find you.
GraniteGroth.com and ConservativeIND on Twitter.
All right, people, you're stuck with me. We come back. We'll talk about the captured Hamas terrorists. And, man, they're talking. And they're talking about some of the issues going on from within Hamas. A victory might be right around the corner if we just leave Netanyahu alone. We'll be back.